إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my brothers, I want to remind myself and you about one of the diseases of the heart and one of the ways of deception of the shaitan, which is the issue of laziness, especially when it comes to issue, it comes to things of ibadah and comes to things of the sunnah and so on and so forth. Laziness. Just yesterday somebody, I mentioned about the importance of sunnah, and I said that the one who follows the sunnah cannot commit sin, because the two are mutually exclusive. If you follow the sunnah, then what you are doing is right, it's not a sin, and if you are sinning, then it's not the sunnah. So, it's mutually exclusive. Then somebody said, yes, that is true, but it takes a long time. To follow all the sunnah, it takes a long time. This is the issue of laziness, because so what if it takes a long time? How long does your how long do your studies take? How long does your business take? How long does a game of cricket take? How long does football take? How long does a film take? 3 hours of concentrated sitting in one place, in a dark room, staring at a screen. How long does it take? I mean, just think about that, right? I can make a long list of such things which we do without a murmur, which we do with no complaint, and which we pay to do. None of these things are usually, none of them is free. There is some ticket, maybe you know, more or less money, whatever. Some of those tickets are quite expensive as well, but you actually pay to go and do that, and you never hear any complaints. And the moment it comes to ibadah, you say, how much Quran do you read? How many of us read Quran for 3 hours a day? Just think about how many of us read Quran for 3 hours a day. How many of us do ibadah, Quran and dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salah and so on, for 3 hours a day? That's one film, right? That's one film, 3 hours or 2.5 hours, whatever it is, right? So, let's take the shortest of a normal commercial film. I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen them for years now, so I don't know. How long does it take, you know? Maybe 2 hours, right? So, just let's take 2 hours. How many of us read Quran for 2 hours a day? Maybe in Ramadan, when all the shayateen are chained up. That's why I say we are a shaitan-based ummah. We are not Allah, a Rahman-based ummah. We are a shaitan-based ummah. Because all our good deeds happen only when shaitan is not there. So, the good deeds are dependent on shaitan. If the shaitan is there, we cannot do any good. If the shaitan is locked up, and we have to change ourselves. This is ridiculous. So, the point is, we are lazy. Now, why are we lazy? If you think about this, just blaming is no use. I mean, just saying that laziness is bad, of course, everybody knows laziness is bad. So, if I tell you laziness is bad 100 times, how does it make any difference? So, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, let us look at why is it that we are lazy. Very simple. We are lazy because we don't understand the value of what we are doing. As simple as that. Just to give you an example, if somebody in the olden days, in this same city here where I am sitting, in the same city, this which was a country, this city the city was the capital of a country by the same name, which is Hyderabad. There was actually a time when the king and many of his nobles used to, when they went out of the palaces, they used to actually scatter gold and silver coins, right? They actually did this. I mean, they used to, from the top of the elephant, they would have bags of gold coins and silver coins, and it was seen as a way of charity and as a way of showing their own greatness and generosity. They would actually throw gold and silver coins, and people would scramble and pick up those gold and silver coins. Now, think about this. Supposing somebody threw, gold coins, and if you were there and you were scrambling to pick it up, and you found one of your friend was standing there, and if you ask him, what's wrong with you? He say, why are you not picking up? He say, no, it's too much trouble. It's too much trouble. What would you say? You say, crazy. What do you mean too much trouble? It's gold coins. It's too much trouble to pick up a gold coin. I mean, this is, now you're crazy, you're nuts. How can it be too much trouble to pick up a gold coin? You would crawl on all fours, you slide and skid in the mud to pick up that gold coin, right? Why? Because you understand the value of that gold coin. Now, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give 10 hasanat for every letter of the Quran that you read. 10 hasanat for every letter of the Quran that you read. And he did not end with that. He specified and said that I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter. He said Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is one letter. So now if you just said Alif Lam Mim, we got 30 hasanat. 30 hasanat. And you and I know that on the day of judgment there will be people, and may Allah save us from that also. There will be people for whom one hasana will make the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. I'm saying may Allah save us from that, because may Allah keep us away from this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us where by the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we get Jannah without any tension, unnecessary, you know, last minute things. Right? But there will be people. Now, what is the value of 30 hasanat? And how much time did it take? Alif Lam Mim. Less than 1 second, Allah Alam. Maybe 1 second, yeah? Why don't we read? Because we don't remember this. So, laziness is a very major issue, because laziness eats up the single asset which we have, which is non-renewable. Every other asset we have is renewable. It is, if you lose it, you can earn it back, you can, there is some compensation for it and some insurance for it and so on and so forth. But the one asset which once it is gone. And that asset is time. That asset is time. What is gone, khalas, finished. Never going to come back again. Never going to come back again. No matter what, you can't buy it, you can't beg for it, you can't steal it, you can't bribe anybody for it. There's nothing that you can do to get back that time which went. Whether it is 1 second, whether it is 1 hour, gone is gone. And that asset is the one which gets eaten up by laziness. Because if you are lazy, what's happening? Time is passing, right? Because that asset is not in our control. It's passing. There's no way we can stop it from passing. So the time passes. The clock is ticking backwards and that time is going. And laziness allows this time to go. Laziness allows this time to go. And that's why I say anybody who sleeps 8 hours a day is already a loser, because he's kissing goodbye to 1/3 of his life. Right? Even if he does nothing. Of course, it's better to sleep than to spend that time in doing ghibat or something. But I'm saying that hopefully you are not doing such things. But that time is certainly, there's better ways of spending that time than in sleeping. So laziness eats up the single non-renewable asset that we have. And that is time. And the reason for laziness is that we do not understand the value of that action. So obviously, what is the cure for laziness? Is to focus on what do I get from this. WIIFM, what's in it for me? Ask yourself this question. And remember, every single thing that has to do with this deen, every single thing that has to do with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a benefit directly for the individual in it, for this dunya as well as the akhirah. Like yesterday in the khutbah, I said that what is the benefit, what is the reward of following the sunnah? Allah told us to follow the sunnah, where He said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. He said, this is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, follow the sunnah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, what is the value of this? What will He give us? What is the benefit of following the sunnah? And what is the benefit of that? Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. The value of following the sunnah is Allah will love you. And as I said yesterday, it's not enough. We have heard this ayah a million times. You've heard the translation a million times. You've read it a million times. How is it that it still doesn't affect us? Because we don't think, we don't reflect on this. And that is why it is not sufficient just to read. It's not sufficient just to read the meaning or just to read some tafsir. It is essential, absolutely critical, to sit down by yourself and to think and reflect and say, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. what is the meaning of Allah will love me? We each of us has to answer this question for ourselves. What is the meaning? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me, not likes me, not is inclined towards me, not thinks well of me. No. There's a big difference. Think about this. There's a huge, huge difference. I can like somebody, right? I can think well of somebody. I can be inclined towards somebody. And I can love somebody. Major difference between all of these things. When you love somebody, what does it mean? When you love somebody, it means that that person is the most beloved to you in the world. That you will do anything for this person. That your whole focus is, how can I make this person happy? Why? Because I love him. How can I protect this person? How can I ensure that nothing bad happens to this person? Because this is a person I love. I am willing to sacrifice my life for this person. There is nothing that I have which I will not give for this person. Every asset of mine is at the feet of this person. This person has to command and it is his or hers. This person has to simply indicate. The person has to even just think and it will become his. Hey, this is love. This is love. Love is where you will go out of your way. There is nothing that you will not do. There's a big difference. I mean, I can have somebody as a friend. Alhamdulillah. But will I go completely out of my way? Will I do everything? No, obviously not. I mean, I like the person. Alhamdulillah. But that does not mean I will. No. But when you love the person. Now, imagine. Allah is not saying you love. Allah is saying Allah will love you. Which means. Just think about it. Which means all of this with respect to you and the one giving it. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Just think about this. Now, which dua of such a person, which dua can ever be unanswered? Which dua can be rejected? Which dua will Allah not accept? Just think about this. How can anybody harm even a single hair on the body of that person? How can anything which belongs to that person ever fall into any kind of difficulty? How can the person's heart ever be sad? I'm saying we have to sit and think and reflect quietly by ourselves. What is the meaning? Allah loves me. If Allah loves me, what is the meaning of that? Only then will you be inclined to say, wow, this is what it means. Then it is something that I really want. It's something that I am willing to do something to get. Then what happens is the following of the sunnah not only becomes easy, but you chase it. You run behind it. You look for it. And I'm giving only one example. Same thing with ibadah. This tahajjud business. Why is it so difficult? Somebody says, Shaykh, I really want to get up for tahajjud, but it's so difficult. What shall I do? He said, do this. Think about the value of tahajjud. Think about getting up and talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced and said, who is it that wants something? I am here, tell me. Farq hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. No matter what time of the day or night, whether we say it, we don't say it, Allah knows what we want. And at the end of the day, Allah is the one to give it. That's a different matter. So that is going to happen inshallah. But the point is, at a particular time of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned that he comes down to the first heaven in a way that suits his majesty and grace. And he announces and says, I am here. Who is there who wants something? Who is there who needs something? Who is there who needs my protection? Let him ask and I will give. To ask at that time is a different issue. It's not the same like asking at any time. Now, once the reality of that thing sinks in, I challenge you to sleep. I challenge you to sleep. It's not an issue of waking up. It's an issue of sleeping. You will never sleep. There's no way that you are going to miss tahajjud ever in your life if you realize the value of that tahajjud. So the cure for laziness is, look at the value of what we are getting. One letter of the Quran, not even one word, one letter. One letter of the Quran. One sajda in tahajjud. One sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you realize the value of that, khalas. Sending durood and salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who sends salatu salam on me, durood on me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send salam on that person 10 times. 10 times. The problem is, we don't use the assets we have. You know where I use durood? In traffic jams. You know why? Because it clears the jam. Seriously, try it. Clears the jam. You can't get parking anywhere. Start reciting durood. You will find that exactly at the place where you want to park your car and some other car is parked, that fellow will start backing out and he will give you a space. I am not describing any karamat. I am telling you, these are reality. These things happen. These things happen. We are surprised because we are so disconnected with Allah that some little silly thing like this, we are so surprised. Oh, aisa hota. Are? Sari kainat Allah banaya, gaadi nahi hata sakta. Wo hamari bewani hai, jo hamare ko yakin nahi hai. Nahi. So, we have to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do you do that? By realizing the value of this connection. Allah se taluk ke maane kya hai? Maane ke maane, yani, log bhi maane nahi bol, maane ke maane, aap pe kya farak padega? Allah se taluk ho jayega, to aapko kya hoga? Ye masla hai. Apne se taluk, jab tak wo aadmi nahi samjhega, jodne ka. Isi liye hamara Sayyid Ahmad Khan sahab rahmatullah alayh farmate the, ke jab tak ke tumko is baat ka yakin nahi hoga, ke is namaz se tumhare duniya ke masail hal hote hain, tab tak tum namaz nahi padhoge. Duniya ki, not talking about that. Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan sahab rahmatullah alayh, he used to say that until you realize that this salah solves the problems of this life, that this salah will solve your problems of this life, until you realize this, you will not pray. You will not get khushu in salah. We have to realize the value of this deen and the value of the practice of this deen in this life right here, and then of course in the akhirah. So therefore I remind myself and you to focus on the value, the fadail of the amal. What is the fadal? What is the benefit of the amal, of the action? Benefits of the action. Let us focus on the fadail of the amal, the benefits of the actions, so that these actions become things that we do with great shauk, with great eagerness, not as work, not as burden. Oh, ab do rakat namaz samvai, we have prayed 2 rakat of salah, just finish it, dump it and go away. No. Yearn for it, run behind it. Why? Because this is something I am going to get. Oh Allah, if I am going to die, let me die after the salah. Let me die in the salah. Don't kill me before. Let me get this. This is the dua of the one who wants to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the haqaiq of his deen on us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the benefits of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the benefits of the actions of this deen, of the ibadat, and enable us to gather them like people who are greedy, like people who are greedy behind money. Let us be greedy behind the hasanat, greedy behind the love of Allah, greedy behind the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include all of us among those who He loves and who love Him and who will be with Him and in the shade of His arsh on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.